Good morning, good morning. Noricel here from Time to Shine. So today we're going to continue our study in the book of Jonah. And we are in Jonah chapter 2. And Jonah chapter 2 is a beautiful display of how we can ask for forgiveness to our God. And He will hear our prayers, our confessions, our needs, or desire to be saved by Him. And so the Jonah was in the grave fish for 3 days and three nights. And the Lord helped him. The Lord delivered him and saved his life. And so when we confess our sins, when we come back and remember the mighty power of God, that even in our distress, He's there to save us. He will put circumstances or people or things to save us and bring us back to life. And so He did with Jonah. So let's read chapter 2 to see what we can learn from here, see what the Lord instructs us, teaches us, and counsels with. So verse 2 says, "Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the stomach of the fish. And he said, I call out of my distress to the Lord, and He answered me. I cry for help from the depth of the shell. You heard my voice, for you had cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the current engulfed me, and your breakers and billows passed over me. Verse 4. So I said, I have been expelled from your sight. Nevertheless, I will look again towards your holy temple. Water encompassed me to the point of death. The great deep engulfed me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I descended to the roots of the mountains. The earth with its bars was around me forever. But you have brought up my life from the pit. O Lord my God, while I was fainting away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you. Into your holy temple. Those who regard vain idols forsake their faithfulness, but I will sacrifice to you with a voice of thanksgiving, which I have vowed I will pay. Salvation is from the Lord." Amen. Then the Lord commanded the fish, and he vomited Jonah onto the dry land. And so Jonah asked for forgiveness. He reconciled with God, and the Lord delivered him from the great whale. He did not drown in the deep ocean. The Lord put that whale there for him to be rescued. And so when we confess our sins, as it says in the word, the Lord is faithful and just to forgive of our sins and cleanse us for all unrighteousness. Not sure what the verse it is. I think it's 2 Peter, but I'm not sure. We'll look it up. And so the Lord forgave Jonah in this circumstance. And Jonah, he was in this great fish for 3 days and three nights. And even Jesus referred to this circumstance of Jonah in Matthew 12:40, where it says, "For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the sea monster, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." So Jesus was dead for 3 days and three nights, but the Lord delivered him. He rose up. He resurrected, as we're going to celebrate this Sunday. He resurrected Jesus from the death. And so to Jonah, he also protected Jonah and gave him life again. He resurrected, but he gave Jonah a new life, a new sense of purpose, a new desire to believe in God. And he was in the deep of the shell, which means deep ocean or deep, maybe hell. He was in the depth of the sea, and the Lord delivered him by bringing this great fish or whale to rescue Jonah. And so with this chapter, I would say that the main focus is to ask for forgiveness. The Lord desires for us to be forgiving, or to ask for forgiveness when we are in separated from God, when we feel that we have committed a sin that is greater than everything that we see in life, a sin that wraps us around and limits us from facing God, from facing people, because we are so embarrassed. But when we confess our sins, He is faithful. He will forgive our sins. So let's read one of these verses about forgiveness in Proverbs 28:13, where it says, "He who conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will find compassion." That is in Proverbs 28:13. So when we confess our sins, our transgressions, we will prosper. And we'll find compassion. When we conceal our transgression, we will not prosper. So when we confess, we'll have compassion from the Lord to move forward, to resurrect again, to find the peace that only He can provide. And so I'm going to read another verse about forgiveness, and that is Psalm 86:5, where it says, "For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive, and abundant in loving kindness to all who call upon you." So when we call upon the Lord, He is faithful. He will forgive our sins, and He desires for us to forgive. We'll ask for forgiveness for ourselves and forgive the people that we have offended. And this is a great relationship that you can have with the Father. When you confess your sin, He frees you. He gives you a new beginning. He restores your life. He gives you a new opportunity to rejoice with Him. And God gave that opportunity to Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach the word. He rescued him from the Sheol, from the death of the sea, and allowed him to return, to be alive. We can ask for forgiveness in the middle of our dark moments, so that we can see the light of day again. And when we ask for forgiveness for those sins, He will hear us. He is faithful and just to hear our sins, to hear our cry for help. We cannot forgive ourselves. Our weight of sin will be greater if we don't ask for forgiveness. We will go from sin to sin, but if we ask for forgiveness, we will be liberated, we will be freed, we will be restored, renewed, and alive again in God. And He will give us a new desire to life, a new desire of hope, and a desire of purpose. And so I'm going to leave it there for today, but I hope you have some time over to read over Jonah chapter 2. To see what the Lord instructs you, to see what the Lord teaches you and counsels you with, as it says in Psalms 32:8. And so, the Lord forgave our sins. He is the only God that has said, that we can see in His word, that will forgive our sins. No other than God Himself can forgive our sins. Jesus died on the cross to forgive us, and to restore our life back to the Father. So once again, I'll leave it there. I hope you have a wonderful Wednesday. Stay encouraged. Stay uplifted. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.